Hello, beautiful people. Hello, beautiful people. Skagen, we live on radio, also live on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all the social media. Big Rob is in the building on this song. Throwback Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
It's good to be back at home. I have survived. I survived
the hurricane.
It was Helene, whatever the name was. Survived her. I survived Milton.
Milton wasn't that bad, was it?
Woo, Milton was closer. Milton was the real deal.
All the pictures and videos I saw, you was looked like you was surfing. And
I thought I was going to go surfing. I had a life jacket on.
You
but
did?
Unfortunately for Orlando, it was a category one by the time it got to Orlando. But it still did some damage. And we were in the process of doing our festival. And fortunately for us, the venue was still looking good in Apopka. So we managed to do the Heart and Soul Music Festival over the weekend. Several thousand people in the building. It was the hottest thing in Central Florida, and all the artists showed up and put on a show.
Yes, they did.
Midnight Star, Confunction, Mickey Howard, and Troop all at one place, and it was a total vibe out there. So we're back here in Muskegon, and shouts out to everybody from Muskegon who drove down or flew down just to support us in this effort down in Orlando, Florida. But it was the past 4 weeks has been nothing but hard work. So I'm glad to be back at home. I only have to drive 10 minutes to get to the office. Chill. Good. So, we got a special guest in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Talking about mental health. We know that mental health is very, very important in these days. We cannot underestimate how important it is to get your mental health checkup. And we got the big boss over here. She's a clinical officer for Health West, Christy LaDronca.
Yes, hi.
That's how you say it, LaDronca?
Yes, that is how you
I
say
know
it.
People probably be making fun of that name, LaDronca.
Yes.
Wow, Christy. So what do you do at Health West?
So I am the chief clinical officer that oversees the clinical programming all at Health West.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Just that simple.
Pretty simple, yeah. Right.
So exactly. How many clinical programs do y'all have?
We have roughly over 40 different clinical programs that we provide to services in all different capacities to people in Muskegon County.
Wow. And you make sure that these programs are what solid or according to certain standards?
I make sure that the programs are, staffed, that we're following the fidelity of the mandates for whether it's like a best practice or what the state requires us to do. I also help ensure that we have space and capacity in our programs. We're doing outreach in the community to advertise about our programs so people are accessed and able to come into care and get the needs that they are to get the services that they need.
Can you share what the state of Health West is and tell us how things are going at Health West?
Yeah, so we've been pretty busy here over the past couple of years as we're coming out of COVID. I mean, as we know, the need for mental health treatment on all varieties of whether people are looking for crisis services or people are looking for more long-term services has increased. So we've had a step up in people accessing care. We recently just were recertified through our CARF standard, which is an accreditation body that we received our 3-year standard. And so we've been going through a couple of audits. So that's been a little stressful internally and just making sure we, have all the paperwork and everything together to show the great work that we're doing. But we also recently just received our certification, our recertification as a community, as a CCBHC in the state of Michigan. So we were one of the original 10 demonstration sites in the state of Michigan, which basically states that we're providing quality care to any resident of Muskegon County or other counties that are coming into care. And we're going to provide you care regardless of your insurance status or regardless of the level of need that you have.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So how long have you been at Health West?
So I've been at Health West for 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worked in different parts of the organization, but in 10 years, in this current role, I've been in this role for about 5 months.
So what are you? You're a shrink? You're a psychologist, a social worker?
I am a social worker.
You're a social worker.
Yes.
What made you want to get in that field?
Right. So I've always had a passion ever since I was younger to want to work and help people in some kind of helping capacity. Mm-hmm. My mom was a nurse. My dad was an engineer. So I was split between two worlds like organization and helping out. Right.
Right.
And so when I decided to go to college, I went into psychology. I did some internship work and working with kids and youth in the community in Lansing. And then I decided to go get my master's degree at U of M and went into social work. And that's where I've been for the last 20 years.
Go blue.
Wow. Yeah.
So tell me this, has the mind changed over the time that since you went to school, studied at one of the top psychology schools in the country, University of Michigan? Have the brain changed?
I think our understanding of how the brain works in the world has changed over the time, and understanding specifically and understanding how traumatic events, which trauma could be in any capacity, and how the life experiences that we've had, we have a better understanding now of how those impact us in our daily life than probably what we've had when I first started in this field. Okay. So, yes. So I think we've learned and evolved in understanding how events that adverse life events that maybe have happened that were outside of our control, right, and how that impacts us developing and growing throughout the years and into our adulthood.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Do we call you doctor? What do we call you?
Nope. You just call me Christy.
Christy.
Yes.
Okay. During the crack pandemic, I know you kind of young, you might not remember that. It was terrible. You know, the Black community was decimated, and you know, it was a terrible time, but we didn't see that many suicides, as bad as it was. What do you think is a trigger to the high suicide rate right now, when economic times seems to be better, more jobs are available, education seems to be more avenues are available than it was in the 80s and 90s? What do you think is a trigger point for suicide?
Sure. I think there's probably a lot of factors that impact our rate of suicide. I think one of the things that we know is access to crisis care and access to immediate stabilization for care can be very difficult. And then just the asking and understanding how people need to ask for help and the ability to ask for help, and then how to respond when somebody does seek out and looking for help, right? The response to somebody who reports that they're having suicidal thoughts or that they're having plans to hurt themselves, you know, it could look different, and it's not always the same response. You have to take in a lot of factors. And I think there's a hindrance at time for people to step up and let us know that that's happening. So even though we are seeing a high rate of suicide, I do think we also have other factors impacting it, especially within our youth world. A lot more access to 24/7 social media can be
turn up the social media.
It can be a big factor to it. I mean, when I went to school, I would get on the bus and go home, and my home environment would be an escape from maybe events that happen in school, right? I don't know, maybe I tripped in a hallway and I got teased for a couple hours. I went home, new day, new life, come back to school the next day. Those types of things don't escape our kids anymore in this world. Wow. It moves to social media, it moves to people coming home, it moves to TikTok chats, whatever's happening. So kids that sometimes don't get that break of what we used to have. And I think so it's that balance of technology, right? And in certain ways. So it's a real access and resource to ask for help. But at other times, I think it can follow and it can impact. And so over time, when you don't get that break from some of these adverse life events, it can be stressful.
You know, it's really crazy. TikTok shows American kids one thing and shows Chinese kids another thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's highly filtered. I mean, it's highly censored. I mean, in China, they don't have an open free market. Mm-hmm. Facebook is not available in China. You got to get a VPN. You know, Twitter's not available. So they censor what their kids get. And the suicide rates are lower. But here in America, that same company lets our kids see pretty much everything.
Right.
And that seems to be problematic if you're drawing that connection.
Yeah.
If that's the social media. Go ahead, Big Rod.
As you know, we are seeing growing mental health and addiction concerns in the county. What is Health West doing to increase access to services?
Right. So we have a couple of things that we're doing. We are always bringing on new providers specifically to help people that are struggling with addiction. So we have open access so people can come into our mental health center at any time from 8 a.m. till 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. We have the bigger thing that we have that's available is we have a warm line, which is a 24/7 crisis line here in Muskegon County that's staffed by Health West staff. So you can call and you can ask questions about resources. You can call when you're early on maybe in a struggle and not have to wait for a full-blown crisis. But we have a response team that can come out in the community to help you. If you request it and you would like us to, they offer it. Some people would rather just discuss on the line and stay on the line, but we do have a response team. It's our mobile response team that can start the initial process of getting people involved in care. And that could look different for everybody, right? Not everybody in their level of where they are with their maybe addiction are ready to go into treatment. Sometimes they are ready just to connect and talk to somebody. And they use the warm line as a mechanism to help get them to the point of where they might be willing to actually walk through the doors and say, okay, I'm here and would like something. I don't know what I want, but I want something. And then we also have a pretty strong referral system with our law enforcement officers. So any law enforcement officer that is out in the community that gets the sense that this individual could benefit from Health West services, whether mental health or substance use, they can submit a referral through a system in their cruisers that just pulls up and it comes straight to our offices. And then we have a team that goes through those referrals daily and does outreach to try to engage and try to get people connected into care. So we try our best to be as accessible in all of the maybe unconventional ways. Not everybody walks into a center and say, hey, I'm here, I need help. Sometimes the access point is through these other ways and could be through a diversion as well. Right. So we're not going to go down the legal realm. We're going to go down and offer you care and hope that they are. So we're really trying to expand our ways of interacting with the community where it doesn't mean you just have to like come and walk into our center.
Well, Crystal, the drunk is in the building. We've seen a decrease in inpatient buildings at the state on the state level. Mm-hmm. Is that trend changing? Is that ever going to come back to there's more inpatient care centers?
I don't see that trend changing right now, no. I see the trend that we're moving towards is providing more stabilization services in communities, so broadening communities' ability to respond to crises and getting people into care quicker instead of having people to go to an inpatient unit for 3 to 5 days and then come out and then get access to care. A lot of communities are building crisis stabilization units, which are units that are less than 24 hours where somebody could stay or less than 72 hours. We have crisis residential units, which are shorter term facilities where you can get started on medications. And so it's not an inpatient bed, but it's a voluntary program where a person can come and go. They're not like court ordered or have to stay there, right? But no, I don't see many more inpatient beds available right now. In fact, I feel like we've kind of gone less, like you said.
Give me an example of a great social worker.
A great social worker?
Yeah. What is a sign of a great social worker?
So I think a sign of a great social worker is somebody who is able to stay informed, right? Because everything's changing all the time. I mean, social work is no different field, you know, than other fields, right? You have to keep up on the latest research in that. But somebody who is able to sit and connect with individuals and be able to have empathy and support and then help kind of translate that and turn that into some type of action or need or to help fill the void for what that individual has at that time. And sometimes it's not always, okay, it's time to come into care. Sometimes it's about, can I just do an outreach with you in 2 days and double check just to check back to see if everything is okay, right? So I think a great social worker, somebody who is able to, you know, listen and sit with things, help support an individual, but then be able to kind of intervene with, you know, what seems appropriate for that individual, what they're asking.
So all the social workers on your team, they're great, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Anything else you want to share before we go?
Nope, that's it.
That's it?
Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. Crystal the Drunka. She's the new boss, the new chief clinical officer over at Health West. Thank you for your work. I know you have a lot to do over there, and the work seems to be nonstop. And sometimes it seems like you're not making progress, but you are.
We are.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, family, going back to my music. It's the Afternoon Jams.